Days of fighting around Tikrit yield slow progress against Islamic State militants, who have held the city since last June.
Our troops are now advancing according to the drawn-up plan, though there are so many bombs planted by Islamic State militants to hinder our progress.
The enemy is the same, but this fight against the militants is different. Above, no U.S. support from the air. And on the ground, Iranians are helping Shia militiamen. Saudi Foreign Minister Saud al-Faisal said Thursday the situation in Tikrit is a prime example of what Gulf states have feared. Iran, quote, taking over Iraqi forces. Another fear, sectarian violence. Sunni leaders say the Iraqi government is failing to support them.
It stands with hands folded toward the Sunni tribes, while it pays heed to and supports the Shiite militiamen who came from everywhere to purge the areas occupied by IS militants, while the Sunni tribes don't have weapons.
We've been down the road of sectarianism in Iraq, and it's important that the government of Iraq today not go down that road again.
In Washington, caution from military leaders is growing.
We're watching carefully, and if this becomes an excuse to ethnic cleanse, then our campaign has a problem, and we're going to have to make a campaign adjustment.
Those leading the fight have sent mixed messages. U.S.-backed Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has called for the protection of civilians, but he's also declared, quote, there is no neutrality in the battle against ISIS. If someone is being neutral with ISIS, then he is one of them. That's a statement human rights defenders like Joe Stork say could be used to justify violence.
Even very recently, we've seen these militias carrying out terrible acts in the aftermath of these kinds of operations.
Terrible acts including demolition of homes and even executions. This graphic mobile phone video emerged on social media this week. VOA has not been able to verify its authenticity or date. It shows a Sunni boy captured by men wearing uniforms with the Iraqi insignia. Seconds later, the boy is shot to death.
There has to be consequences when people carry out these kinds of crimes, and we haven't seen any of that yet.
As the battle continues in northern Iraq, officials are urging restraint and accountability from Iraqis and Iranians helping in the fight. But they are all aware the sectarian tinderbox could ignite at any moment. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.